You're listening to Radio Life and Style, coming to you fresh on a morning show brought to you, of course, by Accelerate Security. And as we accelerate into another exciting interview, you're with me, Mike, in the morning, and I'm taking you to Journey Recovery and Wellness Center, a new recovery and wellness destination right here on the Dolphin Coast in Ballito. And in the house with me, the founders of Journey Recovery and Wellness Center, Yonit and Clive Blumenthal. Welcome back to the microphone. Yonit, how are you today?
Lovely. Thank you.
Clive, are you well, my friend?
I'm good, Mike. Thank you.
Lovely stuff. And we started getting into unpacking a bunch of myths and misconceptions around addiction and treatment in our last chat. I've got this really cool article that Yonit sent me, and we only got halfway through it last time. So we're gonna get the rest of the way today. And before we do, though, for those that might not have caught our previous chats, can you give us a little bit of information, a little bit of background on the Journey Recovery and Wellness promise and where you're based in Ballito? Who can tell me?
So we are on Douglas Crow Drive, just after Tiger Will and Tire, the beautiful building that just been redone.
You can be honest, it's a luxury hotel treatment center, quite unlike anything that, you know, if you have an idea in your mind of what a rehab might be, this is something quite different. And we're very lucky to have it right here, opening doors in Ballito, now open, in fact. And this is not your first rodeo, as they say. This is now the growth of the Journey brand, after a really successful run that still continues to run and operate in Joburg.
Yes. Yeah? Yeah. And we've been in the industry for over 10 years, and Clive actually is 13. So we have a lot of experience, and we've had a lot of amazing success.
And that's important, you know, to build a track record that shows that the work that you're doing is meaningful. It gets results. It's obviously a complex area to be working in. So let's have a look at some of these misconceptions that people might have around treatment. There is an idea out there that people don't really need treatment. You know, if they really wanted to, they could stop using these substances. If they had strong enough character, if they had strong enough willpower, they could stop using. And I'm sure I could, you know, if I was an addict, and I you know, when I make my mind up about something. Clive, you strike me as quite a headstrong, in the best best possible way, headstrong character. What would you say to someone with that attitude?
Well, the first thing I say, then, why haven't you?
Ah,
that's the first thing. And I'm going to stop tomorrow, and it's my last weekend, and that's probably a year or two before you go into treatment. You go, well, that's it, I'm done. Tomorrow I'm stopping, I can't do this anymore. And the next day you're doing it again. You don't even understand why you're doing it.
Yeah.
But no, there's no way that you can actually, again, you cannot stop unless you understand what your using's about. Unless you start learning who you are, and why, and what makes you use, leave why. What makes you use?
Mm.
What brings you to that point where you actually need to get out of it, to not be sober, to be numb, to numb your feelings, to numb your mind, to numb your day, to numb everything from around you. You need to actually learn to understand what makes you do that.
And what I've been getting, I mean, I've been learning a lot in the course of these chats that we've been having, and the sort of my appreciation for the subject of addiction and recovery has grown immensely just from interacting with you. And sort of now I really have an appreciation for the many different facets to the issue of treatment. You know, you've got a chemical component to it. You know, so if you think it's just a matter of willpower and or choice, you know, you're neglecting the fact that there's a hardcore chemical, medical component to
exactly.
And brain wiring, brain chemistry that comes into play, and that stuff is not easy to flip a switch and fix. You know, that takes a whole a bunch of focused work just in that area. Then there's the complex psychological dimension and underlying trauma that is the root of just about every person's addiction, and the fact that most cases there are multiple different addictions, obvious and sort of hidden. And so it's such a dynamic target to try and hit and try and resolve. And you obviously have the years in the game and understand all of the different boxes that you need to try and tick. So this kind of leads into this next misconception that there should be one way to treat all forms of substance abuse. It should be bulletproof, and if you do it, it should work every time. Is there any substance to that?
Well, I would say that 90% of rehabs in the world have the bulletproof version.
What they say is the bulletproof version.
Well, you know, they have the 12-step program, and it's about the 12 steps, and it's about NAAA, and it's about follow this and follow that. It works, but doesn't work for everybody. So you've got to find what each person needs. Each person, as I always say, is an individual and comes from a different background. So if you're sitting in a classroom teaching maths, some are going to take it, some aren't going to take it. Yeah. So it's not the teacher, it's what the kid's hearing, what's going through the kid's mind at that time during the lesson. You might not be concentrating, you might have ADHD, you might have issues at home, you might have all sorts of stuff, so he's not taking to what he's been trying to be taught.
Yeah.
Same when you try and teach somebody how to live with addiction. Addiction doesn't go away. Addiction stays with you forever. Yeah. You're an addict the day you go, and while you clean, there's a saying, your addict's busy doing gym waiting for you to make that mistake. And that mistake is not understanding who you are and what makes you or puts you in danger with your thinking, working out your thinking, taking responsibility, being honest, and hearing feedback that's not always what you want to hear. When you get those five basic components, recovery's on the way, on the verge.
But understanding that, as you say, every person is an individual. Everyone's unique. Their life story, their life experience, and the nature of their addiction is kind of personal to them. It stands to reason then that a treatment approach should be tailored around the individual and should be holistic in taking all of these factors into account. Am I right?
Exactly.
Right.
Exactly.
And that's the journey approach, kind of new school approach to understanding the complexity of addiction, and not saying that there's one cookie cutter way that's going to, this is the way, you know, you got to work it this way, and there's no wiggle room. So then understanding also, in our last chat, you painted a picture and said, you know, people might come after years of developing an addiction and arrive now ready to, well, maybe reluctantly, plug into a rehab. And then there's this misconception that people can successfully finish drug abuse treatment in a couple of weeks if they're truly motivated. Now, after years of abuse, you're thinking that in a couple of weeks we can reset to square one. Is that realistic?
It's not realistic, and personally I think it's also unfair. You know, because then we're putting the, you weren't motivated enough. And then we're going back into the blame and the shame. I think it's unrealistic. I think, you know, the drugs themselves are out of your system within 4 to 5 days. We do a medical detox that detox all the substances out of the body. The issue that's left is not the drug, the substances. It's actually your psychological condition that brought you to using in the first place. And that takes a very long time to come to understand, heal, and take responsibility for. And that's a process that actually takes months. We always say it takes 90 days for the frontal lobe of your brain to actually accept change. So 3 months would be minimum to understand and accept change. But a lot of times also, people who come from addiction have very low self-esteem, a lot of doubt, a lot of shame, a lot of guilt that they're dealing with, and no self-belief. And that takes a long time to rebuild. It can take, we always recommend be in a supportive program. You don't have to be an inpatient, but in a supportive program for a year, because that's the process that takes till you actually start believing in yourself and in what you can achieve.
You start to then appreciate It's about learning how to live again, learning how to live as an addict. We're not talking in terms of being cured. This is a chronic, manageable condition. For some people, it's unmanageable. They don't have the tools. You're trying to give them the skill set to know themselves, to understand their triggers, and to be able to regain control of where their life is heading. This brings me into the next misconception, that treatment just doesn't work. You know, someone might have arrived at this conclusion after having someone in their life who has been in and out of rehab, and obviously this idea of treatment is just, it's a con. There's just, if you're a drug addict, that's you, gone. Or an addict of any description. Is that, in your experience, a fair conclusion to arrive at, Clive?
Well, no. However, for some people, treatment doesn't work. You know, they either accept it and start learning from it, or they're not going to. I mean, you know, we can't be dishonest and say that everybody that walks through the door, we're going to clear you up or clean you up, because if he's not going to take to it, he's not going to listen to the learning behavior that he needs to learn, his chances are low. However, if he does the long-term treatment and he participates and listens to what needs to be changed and adapts to what needs to be changed, he's got a good, he'll always leave with a 60 to 70% chance of recovery. But, you know, being clean is not just staying away from substances.
For sure.
Being clean is changing your life, changing everything you do at home, at work, with yourself. That's actually being clean.
And if you believe, like I genuinely believe, that every single person has the capacity to be an addict. I mean, I think anyone has the capacity under the right circumstances to develop an addiction. And similarly, treatment has the potential to help people. But just like if everyone has the potential to be an addict, doesn't mean everyone is going to be an addict. Similarly, treatment can help people, doesn't mean it is going to help everyone, like you say.
Okay, so again, I'll bring back even my life at school. I never finished school. I never participated in what needed to be done in school, but there's a lot I learned at school. I wasn't the student that finished matric. I wasn't a student that even got to standard 8, but I learned a lot from school.
Yeah.
So it definitely gave me something.
And that's leading me into our final point here today, which is people who continue to abuse drugs after treatment are often written off as being lost cause, hopeless. And what would you say to that misconception, Yonit, for anyone listening to this who might have someone in their life that they have already kind of written off and said lost cause?
I think, first of all, don't lose hope. And I'll always go back to my life. I was at the place where I lost hope. I lost sight of who Clive was. He was, in my understanding at that time, he was gone. And I never believed he will come back. So I think the first thing is don't lose hope. And also that, and that goes back to the treatment doesn't work. A lot of time, the first time in treatment doesn't work. I used to see it as a cap. And every time I've put a few drops into the cup, it got fuller and fuller, till in the end, the cup was full. That's when healing comes. But like Clive said also, we learn from every experience. Every time they do go to treatment, they do get something else that helps them to change and grow in their journey for healing.
You know, I said it in the first interview, and I say it in the group sessions, and I say it anyway. You want to ride Tour de France? Start training. Because you ain't gonna ride it if you're not fit enough. You want to clean up? You got to be able to do the work. If you're prepared to do the work, that's why I say not everybody stays clean, because some guys will listen and participate, but they're not prepared to do the work to what it needs to take. If you're prepared to do the work, we will clean you up.
There you go. I'm feeling hopeful. And listening to my special guests in the studio with me, I hope you are too. Yonit and Clive Blumenthal, the founders of Journey Recovery and Wellness Center. And your journey begins with them. Now open in Ballito, with a well-established center in Johannesburg as well. Look at the website, journeyrecoverycenter.com, and you'll find all the contact details you could possibly need to reach out and get in touch and to find out about starting a journey of care, specialized treatment, and empathy. Guys, thanks again for sharing your time with us on Radio Life and Style, and looking forward to having another chat again really soon, right here. What do you say?
Love it.
Thank you very much. Always nice to be with you.
You heard it on your local station.